Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Got cut off towards the end. So, sorry about that, but we were talking about how the Or HaGadol is in the Torah, and we mentioned what Rabbeinu writes. We're learning Shtickle from the Or HaNaim, Dibor Maschel v'Tiftach v'Terei in Parashas Shmos, that in Parashas Bereishis, and Dibor Maschel v'Gemara Sanhedrin. He says that Lasid Lavo, there's going to be a chibur of Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chinas panim b'panim, face to face, and he talks about how to be masig that even in our world, b'zman hazeh, ve'al kein, he continues Rabbeinu, ne'mar v'agabe Avram Avinu, she'achar shemol, hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chamar atika shol atricho, that after his brismila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its sheath in order not to be matshriach Avram Avinu. The covenant gam ken, what this means is, by the brismila, Avram Avinu was elevated to the point that he became a tamim, he became complete. Because he was a tamim, he went out of the bechin of levushim, of the enclothing of the Torah. And then he was bebechinas lasid lavo, and therefore he was zocher that Hashem took the chama, meaning the light, the Or HaGadol, he took it out of its narthik, out of its sheath, so Avraham Avinu can apprehend it directly. Continuing, shehu bechinas achdus hagamurim ein sof baruch hu, this, the one who's masik, one who apprehends the bechin of the Or HaGadol, is from a certain perspective with one with the infinite light. Shubachinas ben, who is, he's like a son, vehavein, and understand this. And since he's Bubchinas ben, lazua madrega, this level of asagas or aganos, einam yucholim lagia kiim yisroel shenikri reishis. The only ones who can reach this are the Jewish people who are called reishis, kama shekasov kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis. That this Madrega of Asagas Or HaGadol, only the Jewish people can reach, because we're called Reishis. Holy are the Jewish people to Hashem. We are Reishis to Vuaso. This is a verse in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 2, verse 3. That only the Jewish people that were Bechinas Reishis, they can be Masig, the Or HaKadosh, the Holy Light. Why? Shehu. Because Reishis is Or HaKadosh, it's an Indian of Asaga, being Masig, the Holy Light. And that's what it means. Kodesh. Kodesh is the Or HaKadosh, the Holy Light. Only Yisrael can be Masig because they are Reishis, and therefore they have Shaychis to this Holy Light. Avalo Musa Olam. But the Musa Olam don't have that Tzchus. And even Geirim can't be masik this, ki al shem kach niku Geirei HaTzedek, because of this they're called Geirei Tzedek, shehen tachas kanfei HaShechina nikra Tzedek, because they're under the wings of the Shechina that is called in Kabbalah Tzedek. This is brought in the Sefer HaBoyer, which is a early Sefer Kabbalah. Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof, what does it mean Tzedek, Tzedek twice? Tzedek Rishon, Tzedek Mamish, Shechina, Tzedek Yolin Ba. Mitam Zem Atzinu Chacham Ayem, says Rabbeinu Chayesh Karmelo, the Miskara Balach, says Tachna Fiyashina, Ger Tzedek. Because Tzedek is the Shechina, Tzedek Yolin Ba, Tzedek will dwell in Jerusalem. The Geirim are under the Kanfei HaShechina, which is called Tzedek. Below the Mala, but not above the wings of the Shechina, B'makom ma'achdus, they're under tachas kanfei Ashchina, and not above. B'makom ma'achdus, in this place of unity, shubachinas ben, shezei efshar lahem, that can't be achieved by the geirin. Ki alideis karvusam em ke'evad ha'mekor vel ha'melech, v'etzel ha'melech, because of their iskarvus to Yiddishkeit, they are like a servant who is coming close to the king. V'afil yiskarv b'tachas iskarvus b'kol makom le'ev b'chinas ben, even if an eved is miskariv to the melech with complete iskarvus, he still doesn't have a brechin of ben. Sheziyav shirkiyim shiyam mamish kach shiyachelek me'amelech. Vavein ki mamish kach hu v'Hashem yisbarach im Yisroel mzorch me'im mamish chelek Hashem k'ma shekosev ki chelek Hashem amol. that even if a person is miskariv b'tachas eskarvus, but if he's an eved, he's an eved. And that's Hashem with Am Yisrael. We're like banim, chelek Hashem amo, chelek Hashem mamish, but not the gerim. V'kumo shebevor b'kisvei Arizal, like we see in the writings of the Arizal, in the footnote, in the Moreh Naim Hamavur, he quotes here at length from the Zohar, from the Shla Kaddish, Sefer Abayir, from Hoicha Hoicha Makeris, Koshim Mavur, Bekisve Ari, Shein Loimar, Benusach Azkaris Nishamas, Tachas Kanfe Ashchin, Shusakana Lenish Nishmas Hames, Shimorid Lubchinus Madregas Agermach, Sheish Loimar, Lemala Mikanfe Ashchin. So when you mention the neshamas, you shouldn't say, even though they do, tachas kanfei ashchina, because this is a danger to the soul of the dead, because then you're lowering him to the level of gerim. You should say above the wings of the shchina. Al kein b'vo ager lifnei hillel zaken, when the ger came before hillel, amar lo lamdeni kol ha'torah kula k'shani omed al regel echad, teach me gantz the Torah when I'm standing on one leg. What he meant was that he should teach him to do the madrega of one. That's oneness with God. Liros or HaKedusha. To see the light of Kedusha. Mvchinas ben. Viregel hu loshon madrega. Echad mi loshon achdus. And that's what it means. What does it mean, regel achas? Regel is lashon madrega, and achas is milashon achdus. That he wants to be on a madrega of kol b'nei Yisrael, and not b'madrega sagerim. So he wants to be kol ha'torah kula al regel achas, on the madrega of achas, of achdus with Hashem. In other words, I want to be a ger, but I want to be on the level of the Jews. And Hillel answered him, madolach sani l'chavrich lo savi. What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. So he answered him, what's hateful unto you, to your friend, don't do. In other words, Hillel was telling the ger, if somebody wants to be called your son, you would like that? How would that be possible? Since that's not the Metzias, it can't be. And therefore, Dalech Sani, what's hateful unto you, somebody wants to be your son, and Lamaisi is not your son. So Lechavrech, who's God, who's called Re'acha, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei 27:10, Lo Savin, Rashi brings it also there in the Gemara, Lo Savin, you shouldn't do. In other words, because it's impossible, you can't be on the level of a Geboriner, of a born Jew. V'noida, Zeyadua, God is above time. By God, was, is, and will be, is all equal. Because God was, is, and will be, all in one moment. He's all there. God's infinite. It's got no beginning and no end. And that's the Majrego of somebody who's zeicha to the Ora Boyer. Since Hashem is baruch is lamala me'azman, imken mishi yizke l'ora boyer, shehu b'chinas echod, shenase achdus imo yizbarach. Somebody who's zeicha to the Ora Boyer, through this, he's zeicha to be b'chinas echod with God, shenase achdus imo yizbarach. He's unified with Hashem. And me'ela, since he's dovek b'Hashem, who's above time, so this person who's Dovek Bo, who Gamkin Lamala Mizmanius, he's above time. Who Gamkin Liris Pesaifa, Ilamat Seifa, you can see from the beginning of the world to the end. Aber, Vosid, Vahoive, the past, the present, the future, Ka'amur. Hashem Kin, Bumasa Olam, they're not Echad with Hashem, and therefore there can't be Masik, this Bechina of Lamala Minazman. Vinoida, Shibachol Dovel, Shunivri, Yeshbechina, Schoimer, Vitsur, Kefila, Malachim, Eshlam, Choimer, Dak, Vizach. And that everything that's created as Chomer and Surim, Malachim, have this chomer, this more subtle, more pure, but they also have some level of chomer. Chayin v'chol and avram. Everyone has chomer, has the physical side, and then the tzur, the more spiritual side. V'chayin v'chol davar shegoyzim al adam elamala. Everything that's decreed upon a person from above, tzarech hagzeir ahil is slabish b'levush chomer. V'gam yesh b'pnimius shehiyat tzura. In other words, if it's nigzar on a person, certain gzeira chas v'shalom, so this gzeira is also the siba, the tzura, and it's also the misoyvev, it's also the choymer. In other words, if a person is nigzar le'onish b'mayim, so the mayim is misoyvev the gzeira, because he's punished through the water, and it's also the cause of the gzeira. He's punished because of the water. Again, everything that's decreed upon a person, it has to be enclosed in a physical enclosing. And it also has the pnimis, which is the tzura. So even a gzeira also has b'chinas chomer, which is the tzura chitzonis, and the tzura, which is the mehusa pnimis. So therefore, a person who is punished with water, so the water is the chomer and the tzura. The water is the misoybev the gzera, it brings about the gzera, he's punished through the water. And the cause of the punishment is also the water. What does this mean? So let's see how this works with Moshe Rabbeinu. Kamo b'moyshe, shero etztagnine paro shesofo lukos b'mayim. The etztagninim of paro saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be smitten by the water. And this is chomer. This is the gzeres hamayim, is a physical entity. Before, ki ilule shishlicho so amitzvim sof lahashlich al hamayim, lehushlach al hamayim, v'gam pnimis hadavar, ki meimiriva shenana shal yado v'nichshal behem. So here you have it. This is the pshat, that the mayim is the chomer, and therefore the gzera on Moshe Rabbeinu was that he ended up in the water. If the mitzvah had him thrown in the water, he's going to get thrown in the water else otherwise. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to go into the water. So the water is the chomer of the punishment, but it's also the tzura of the punishment. In other words, he's punished because of water, and that's mei meriva. Yam pnimi sadavar and mei meriva shenena shayod v'nichshal behem. Because he made a mistake, whatever it was, at the main meriva, when he hit the rock and he didn't speak to the rock and he got angry, etc. So that is, the water is also the siba, it's the tsura pnimis of the onesh, and not only the chomer, the physical manifestation of the onesh. Shim loya oimer, shimuna amoyrim, v'lahakos b'sasela, hayadavir kolotzen abrez v'chei, they're not said, listen you rebellious ones, and then hit the sela. If he hadn't done that, then it would have been kolotzen abrez v'chei, hu bizman shachar ze nikre, yeah. So the chelak hatsur of the gzera wasn't b'oisei zman that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Mitzrayim. It was b'zman she'achaze, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar. But that later zman is called yiyah. That's the zman that will be. The Mitzrayim, since they were umas ha'olam, they can't be masik, the future. So therefore they couldn't be masik, they couldn't understand the tzura of the gzera, only the chomer. In other words, they were masik, they understood that chelek that happened to Metzius, that he's going to be thrown in the Yor. And the reason that the Aitztagninim, the astrologers, could see the chomer was mechamas shelohaya b'pchirasu shel Moshe. V'gam shahaya b'chisa b'chinas chomer Yachlu l'roisei. First of all, it wasn't the bechira of Moshe Rabbeinu being thrown in the Yor. And number two, something that's bechinas chomer, the Mitzrim can see, and really it's Hava Talia. Anything that's chomer, you know, something that's in the Metzias, and Mela, this is part of reality. So it's not shaykh to have bechira. Avshem hayu bizmanius, even though they're b'seich hazman, they're not above time. They could still see it. Me'achah shegamzu, the schelek achomer, the mitzias, hebevichin hazman, kechwechu leoskach. It's also from the perspective of time. And it must be like that. Ki'enu davar shehu bebechira. because this is not something that where there's bechira. Mashenkin lahasik davar shibu bechira, who davar shibu tsura zeiv shas. They can be masik the mitzias. The mitzias is that Moshe Rabbeinu was being thrown in the water, and that's related to time, which is part of the mitzias. That they could be masik, and that there's no bechira because that's part of the mitzias. So that the etzdagninim, that the astrologers have shaychus to. But something that's bechinas tsura, that's the pnimius, zeiv shalahasik. That they can't be masik. Only those who are above time, and therefore only the Jews can be masik above time. So we have tzaddikim with Ruach HaKodesh, because they're above time, they're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they transcend the limitations of time. This person is above time, is b'vchinas surah. She'asa mechomer shel tzuri, made from his chomer at surah, ve'havein. Okay. So this is stage two of our journey, and Emirat Hashem, in the next year, we will be miyashev the diktukim in the psukim, and we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. And what an incredible schus we have to be learning the Torah of the Heilige Me'ol Einayim, schusoy yogein oleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Amen. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom.